When I was in the second grade, the other little black girl in my class whispered to me, "I have to be perfect." If I could go back in time, I would take her hand and say, "Sarah, girl, I feel the same way." But at that time, I was 7 and I didn't know how to articulate my feelings into words. I think I just stared at her. I didn't know what to say. So, I'd like to use this episode to share how I feel about my need to be perfect and how I refuse to let my fear of making mistakes keep me from my destiny. It's a tough balance, but let's figure it out together. Welcome to the Cece Olisa Radio Hour. I'm Cece Olisa. Do you ever feel like you're slightly behind everyone else? Like maybe you started school with the intention of finishing in 4 years, but it takes you 6? Or you saw yourself married by 27, but somehow you're 33 and you're still in these single girl streets? Like, how did this happen? Or what about that side hustle? You know, the one you were supposed to start last year? Or did you buy the domain name 2 years ago? Gosh, so behind. Yeah. I understand. There's something I feel really behind about right now, and I'm just gonna put myself out there and tell you about it because it's like a monkey on my back and I gotta get it off. I'm signed up to run in a half marathon. I'm signed up to do the Nike LA 13.1 half marathon on April 5th, 2020, and I am not ready. I had some things go down in my personal life, and it took me out the game for a second. I got behind on my training. When I signed up for the Nike LA 13.1, I had this vision of crossing the finish line in my dope Nike plus size running gear and showing the world that curvy girls can be fit and confident. You guys, that story has already been told. Jessamyn Stanley proves it on her yoga Instagram. Myrna Valerio proves it on her running Instagram. She even wrote a whole book about it. So if you followed me for a while, you know that everything I do, I can't do it if it's not of service to you guys. I can't just do things for the gram anymore because I got a purpose to fulfill, you know? So I gave it some thought. I'm like, if Jessamyn and Mira already got it covered, like, what is my role here? And I know, like, Nike, yes, just do it. I get it. But I think my job here might be to show you what it looks like not to just do it. Because sometimes we can't. But maybe I'm supposed to show you how to just show up. Like, really, the only reason I am behind on anything in my life is because I'm not showing up in that area. For the past few weeks, I haven't been showing up on this running journey. Now I'm behind. So yes, I couldn't show up, but I just can't believe that that means that I don't get to show up or that I never show up. Do you know what I mean? So I'm gonna make the decision today to just show up. I don't know if I'm gonna get to just do it. I don't know if I'm gonna cross the finish line, but everybody keeps saying that running a half marathon with a group of women is like the best energetic experience, and I could use some of that. I could use some feminine energy right now. So I will participate in the Nike LA 13.1. I will run in it. I will jog in it. I will also walk in it. Maybe I'll dance in it. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm going to show up and I'm gonna train for the rest of the time leading up to become the best runner that I can be, the best version of myself that I can be, the best athlete I can be right now, all things considered. I've done a 5K in the past. I feel like I can do that again at least, but maybe right now that's not what my body is up to. But I'm gonna show up. This is really hard for me to tell you guys, so I'm just saying it right now. I'm still totally scared to make mistakes. So I don't know. I could really use your support right now. I had to make sure that this episode went up before Sunday, March 1st, 2020, because March 1st, 2020 is the first day of me deciding to show up. And I'm telling you this so that you guys have to hold me accountable. You guys have to watch my stories and make sure that you see me working out every day, more or less, probably 4 days a week, I'm thinking. There should be some rest days. Like, I gotta show up I gotta show you guys. Like, I can't hide anymore. So you guys have to watch my stories. Make sure I'm doing what I said I'm gonna do. I'm showing up. Okay? So March 1st, I'm part of this group of dope girls and we're all training together. But over the past few weeks that life took me out the game, they've still been training like really hard. I think they're running like an 8-minute mile, guys. I think they're running like an 8-minute mile. I'm not running an 8-minute mile right now. But we have a training scheduled tomorrow, March 1st. I'm recording this the day before. And I'm going to push past all my fear and just show up. I'm not going to trigger myself with memories of being the fat kid running behind all the skinny kids in gym class. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to show up tomorrow. And if they take off like a jackrabbit and I just like skip behind them, that's what it's going to be. Because I'm still going to have on dope Nike Plus gear. My shoes are really great. I've been working out. I just haven't been on this training schedule. But I'm going to show up. So, oh gosh. Oh, yes, I'm going to show up. It's going to be great. Can you guys root me on? Can you please do me a favor? Can you take your phone out right now? Open up the podcast app. Swipe into the show notes. Are you there? Okay. So in the show notes, you see there's a link that says just show up. Can you click on that link? Can you leave me like, I don't know, just leave me a comment. You can leave emojis. You can give me advice. You can tell me about something in your life that you want to just show up for. You know, I love hearing your stories. All right, so back to my crippling need that I have to be perfect. I am understanding more and more that my need to be perfect just, it's not going away. If I was preaching a sermon for you guys, I'd say that trying to be perfect is low-key offensive to God, since perfection is only found in the Creator. If I was a professor, I'd quote Voltaire, and I'd say, don't make perfect the enemy of good. But I'm not a preacher. I'm not a professor. I'm just a girl trying to figure things out. So I'm going to share with you how I manage to live the life I want despite my fear of making mistakes and my ridiculous need to be perfect. These days, I follow 4 simple steps. I identify my perceived obstacle. I imagine what my life would look like if my obstacle disappeared. I make a plan to address my perceived obstacle, and I choose to live the life I imagine right away. This Nike half marathon is a perfect example. Identify my perceived obstacle. I haven't been training. Imagine what my life would look like if my obstacle disappeared. If I had been training, I'd be confident. I'd show up for the Nike half, the Nike LA 13.1. I would be there. Make a plan to address your perceived obstacle. I'm going to start training. It doesn't matter that I'm slightly behind. Choose to live the life I imagine right away. I imagine that I was going to show up to the Nike half. Just show up, right? So these are the same steps that I outlined in my TEDx talk, How to Build Self-Confidence, and I apply them to all of my goals. If I want to accomplish something, these are the 4 steps that I use for switching my mindset around the things that I falsely believe are holding me back. I remember in 2014, I had 2 New Year's resolutions: lose weight and floss more. Don't judge me. Dental hygiene is very important. Did you watch Pretty Woman? Somewhere around Thanksgiving, I started sharing my resolutions with a friend casually, like over brunch or something. And when I heard it coming out of my mouth, it just sounded off. That's when it hit me, like, if weight loss and flossing are the embodiment of the height of my ambition, I am looking at a seriously boring 12 months. So I decided that if I was going to do the definition of a resolution, which is to make a firm decision to do or not do something, I decided I had to dream bigger. I took a beat. I was honest with myself. And I made a list of resolutions that was different than lose weight and floss more. Here's the list I came up with. Oh, sorry. I'm podcasting in bed today. Spending a day in bed. Ooh, should I put the How to Spend a Day in Bed link in the description? Maybe I'll do that for you guys. The real ones know. You know what? Let me go ahead and do that right now. Hold on. Okay, guys. So keep in mind, this is 2014. So I made a list of what my resolutions were. And my resolutions were, I want to quit my corporate job. I want to launch the business I've been dreaming about. I want to travel more. I want to find my soulmate, get married, and have babies. The list was probably the most honest I had been with myself in a while. So it was exciting. It was terrifying. And it was the truth. Those were the list of things I wanted in 2015. Have you ever seen someone put a barrier in front of their desire? Like, have you ever... I've seen it. Like, I had a friend who would talk all the time about getting her MBA. But what I realized in listening to her is that what she really wanted was a promotion at work. But she just thought that she couldn't get the promotion unless she had a different degree. But it turned out her experience was more than enough for her to get the new position. You know what I mean? So instead of saying, I want the new position, she kept saying, oh, I want to go get my MBA. Like, she put the barrier in between the actual thing that she wanted. So I did the same thing. I thought I couldn't accomplish the things on my resolutions list, quitting my job, launching a business, traveling more, finding my soulmate. I thought I couldn't accomplish those things unless I changed my appearance and flossed more. But it was actually my mindset that needed to change. So now remember, this is 2014, around Thanksgiving of that year. So that's weeks before people even kick off their resolutions. I started to challenge myself to choose things that would put me closer to the life that I wanted instead of the way I thought I should look, right? So when I challenged myself to choose rather than to change, decisions that seemed super complicated just one day earlier became really simple. So instead of obsessing over my weight, I chose to obsess over what it would look like if I quit my job. Instead of tracking how many evenings in a row I was flossing, I tracked how many evenings in a row I worked on my business idea. Instead of waiting until I lost weight to go on a beach vacation, I could choose to buy a plus size bikini and just book a trip to Miami. So on Christmas Day 2014, I looked at my 2015 resolutions list, and to my surprise, I had accomplished most of my New Year's resolutions before the new year had even started. I'll tell you about how that happened, but let's take a second. I have been testing out the Nike running app and running on my own, and I've been really impressed with the Nike leggings and tights. I ordered a bunch of stuff like running gear, like plus size running gear from Nike specifically. I had like yoga tights from them and other things, but I wanted to see specifically how does the running stuff perform on a plus size body, a curvy body, a size 18 body, whatever you want to call it, right? I'm a size 18 on the bottom and like a 14 on top. So I wanted to see how the Nike running tights performed on me so then I can like genuinely say I can vouch for this running gear or not, right? So I like my leggings to sit super high on my waist. I carry most of my weight in my midsection. And so the Nike plus running tights, I've run with them on the street, at the track, and at an indoor track, and they didn't roll down or anything while I was running. So if you're interested in getting some of my Nike Plus picks for the running tights, if you go into the show notes and just scroll, you'll see a link that says CC's Nike Plus running picks tights. So if you want to just grab that, you can shop there to pick up stuff for yourself. I choose to model for Nike because they're working tirelessly to be more inclusive in their sizing. It's something that I get to talk about with them a lot, like how to serve plus size women more. So if you're listening to this and you're not plus size, 67% of the women in America are, right? So I'm talking to the majority. But there is a link for you in the show notes as well. So under the plus size link, I think I just put like CC's Nike inclusive running picks. And that link has all the tights in both plus and straight sizes. So I hope that's helpful to everyone who listens. I know I have a very diverse audience. I love all of you. But if I serve women and 67% of women are plus size, then I know I serve plus size women. It's just easy math. So I always talk to them first and make sure they're taken care of. As for me and my house, we serve plus size women. So I hope that's helpful. Happy shopping. All right, so let's break down each of my resolutions. I think this is how I conquer my fear of making mistakes, and this is how I keep my need for perfection at bay. This is how I'm able to say to the thousands of you, shout out to the analytics. We looked at the analytics for the show, you guys. I thought we were gonna have like hundreds of downloads, and we have thousands of downloads. You guys are listening, and you guys are telling your friends, and you're sharing, and you're DMing me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So yeah, like me knowing that there are thousands of you listening and being like, hey guys, I signed up to do a big thing and I'm kind of failing right now. And I gotta make a U-turn with the Titanic real quick. I'm using these four steps, right? I'm using my steps to building self-confidence to do the things I never think, you know, I can do. So here's how I use the steps to quit my corporate job in 2015. I chose to stop believing I wasn't ready, or that like going out on my own wouldn't work for someone like me. I chose to believe that the savings that I had built up for this very moment was enough. It wasn't. But I chose to believe it was enough to get me through the transition. I chose to take the risk. I quit my job on December 5th, 2014, weeks before my January 1st, 2015 resolution date. And let's be clear, at my corporate job, we got our bonuses in March. So my plan was to get my bonus and then quit. So me quitting December 5th instead of post March 15th, that was the leap of faith. Not only was I turning my back on a steady salary and saying, I am enough, I have enough, my vision is enough, my vision, not only was I doing that, but I was turning my back on a nice chunk of change that was in the bag. I left money on the table, you guys. Because I identified my perceived obstacle. I imagined what my life would look like if my obstacle disappeared. I made a plan to address my perceived obstacle, and I chose to live the life I imagined right away. I've been self-employed now since that day. I gave 30 days notice. So when I left for Christmas in 2014, that was the last day at my corporate job. I left all those lovely people behind and I didn't look back. So what? 5 years? It's 2020? I've been self-employed for 5 years. I was able to get to sign the lease on my dream apartment? I didn't have enough in savings, but God will provide. I didn't know what I was doing, but there will be women who will come along and help me and guide me and mentor me and be patient with me. I didn't have enough time in the day. God sent me a co-founder for the CurvyCon. I took the leap. God provided the net. You know what I mean? Like, so for me, it was quitting my job. Maybe in your case, it's moving to a new city, ending a bad relationship, or something as simple as training for a half marathon. Training for the Nike LA 13.1 when you're not quite ready. January 1st. Monday morning, your birthday, next year. None of those dates make any of these decisions any less comfortable. Hi, I'm editing. I meant it doesn't make it any more comfortable. Like, it's not, nothing's gonna change. It's still gonna hurt.
Okay, back to the show.
But the sooner you get out of your comfort zone, the sooner you get to experience what life outside your comfort zone is all about. My dream apartment was not a possibility on my corporate salary. But when I put myself in a position where what I make is on me, it unlocked an unhidden talent I have to support myself on my own terms. It unlocked the confidence to set my worth based on the lifestyle I want to live. All right, let's keep going. My other resolution was I want to launch the business I've been dreaming about, right? So my co-founder and I sold the clothes out of our closets for capital for the CurvyCon. Okay, so that's what we did. We didn't take investors. We didn't have, we sold the clothes out of our closets. We got the seed money and we launched CurvyCon in 2015 in New York City. So fast forward to now, and the CurvyCon has been attended by amazing and inspiring women like Ashley Graham, Venus Williams, Chrissy Metz, Lizzo, Jamila Jamil, Melanie Fiona, Gabourey Sidibe. Like, the list goes. You guys, when Vogue wrote an article about CurvyCon, you guys, you know I almost fainted, right? Like, I was like, I'm done. Like, Vogue said that the CurvyCon is the nexus point for style beyond size. They said that about my baby. My baby. The thing I created. My dream. Vogue gave my dream a compliment. I bought the domain for CurvyCon in 2014 before the new year. Do you see a theme here? And I never look back. Something I'm observing is that getting started is really hard. But once you choose to begin, things have a strange way of falling into place. Oh, so as I'm recording this, it is striking me how much just show up applies to everything we do. Even me telling you these stories from my life, it's like, oh my gosh, Just Show Up is not just about the Nike LA 13.1. It's not just about fitness and working out. So as you begin to show up more in your life, I know you're going to do it. You're listening to this podcast because you want to. Your vibe attracts your tribe. So if you're listening to this, I already know you and I rock together. So as you begin to show up more in your life, tag me on Instagram. I want to see how you show up in school, at work, at your place of worship, on the running track. Eek! Tag me. And you know what? Tag Nike Women too. Like, show us how you just show up. We love to see it. Okay, so back to these resolutions. What was the other one? Oh, I want to travel more. Okay, so in December 2014, I bought a plus-size polka dot bikini. Oh my gosh, I should put pictures. Okay, so when you guys go and leave pictures underneath the, underneath my, dang, how am I going to do this? You know what I'm going to do? I do have a video of my first running session, but I'm going to show you guys that next week. This week, I'm going to put some pictures from that session. So this week, I'm going to show you pictures of me just showing up. Yes, that's what we'll do. Okay, so we're going to do pictures of me just showing up. I'm going to show you the first time I showed up on the running track. I'm going to show you me in this plus size polka dot bikini. I know I have that picture somewhere. So, okay, so when you go to that Instagram to root for me, because you know I need it. Root for me, you know I need it. When you go there to do that, you will also see these pictures that I'm talking about. So you can get the visuals to what I'm saying. Because sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes we need to hear, but we also need to see. So I will do a little swipe so you can go through the slideshows. You can leave me your comments, your emojis. You can tell me your story. Okay, cool. So in December 2014, I bought a plus-size polka dot bikini. Yes, I did. In December 2014. And by January 2015, I was poolside with my friends. Okay? So I was not playing. This is one of the more simple of my resolutions to accomplish. Like, that was a lot easier than, like, launching my dream business, right? So, but I still had something to hold me back. I still had something that made me feel that I wasn't perfect, right? It was my body insecurities. So, of course, that's when my mantra of don't wait on your weight to live the life you want comes in handy, right? I took a deep breath. I booked the trip. I bought the bikini, you know? And I got there and I had the time of my life. Since then, I have traveled around the world to places like Cuba. I have so many more places to travel on my list. So, that one was a literal just show up. I just showed up in Miami with my polka dot bikini and just lived. All right, so here's the complicated one, right? I want to find my soulmate. I want to get married and have babies. I can show up as much as I want, but if he don't, if he doesn't show up, we have a problem, right? So this obviously has not happened yet. I'm unmarried, in these single streets, dating, living, building my empire, loving myself, being selfish, it's great. And I know eventually the other things will happen. So, let's celebrate staying out of bad relationships as much as we celebrate falling in love. I am not in a bad relationship right now. Hooray. By letting go of relationships that don't serve me, I am open and available for the relationships that do. In the meantime, accomplishing my other three resolutions has given me such a full and abundant life that I'm having a lovely time while I wait for Mr. Right to appear. Talk about somebody who's running late. Oh, sorry. The word resolution is defined as a firm decision to do or not do something. It's March 1st. Which means your New Year's resolution is probably dry by now. Let's just be honest. We both know it. It's over. It's been 3 months. Yay, hooray. Really, when did you really last address it? Okay? Let that go. You don't have to be perfect. It's not going to go linear. You're going to sign up for the half marathon, and then life's going to knock you on your behind, and you're going to be like, I didn't, like, they did that, like, ready, set, go, and everyone took off running, and I just, like, fell to the ground. So now I make the decision to get up and just show up. Oh my gosh, you guys. One time when I worked at Starbucks, my girlfriends all came to like visit me as a surprise, you know, like in the middle of the day. This is when, you know, everybody had time. So they walk up to the little glass case with all the pastries, right? They're like, hey girl, just checking in on you. I looked at them. And I went to to say hello. I could not even get the words out. I just bust down crying. It's funny now, but at the time it was just like, I lost it. I lost it because I was miserable. And I knew I was working, but I wasn't doing what I was meant to do. That's why I'm so happy that my job now is to serve you with projects like this podcast. So if something I've said today has made you feel inspired, made you feel motivated, made you think, made you laugh, consider donating. Like Trey, who sent a donation to me with a note that says, love reading your blog. I feel no gift is too small. P.S. We met at Loft in Boston. Oh, I'm so glad that we got to meet at the Loft store in Boston, and hopefully our paths will cross again. Thank you again for your donation, and you're right, no gift is too small. My Venmo is at cc-olisa, that's cece-olisa, and my Cash App is $CCOLISA, all one word, so $CECEOLISA. There's a link to the Venmo, the Cash App, and to my PayPal in the show notes. Love you lots. Bye.